You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, band.video. I'm telling you, I only say the same thing over and over so much, but like, you gotta realize that they're actually going to do it. And we already saw a preview of this with January 6th. And honestly, it just makes me depressed knowing like what we're going up against, because we are actually, I can't even put it into like serious enough words to get across. Like, working at InfoWars, it always, like, people would be like, oh, are you scared? Like, you're going to be, I don't know, you know. It's like, well, you're making yourself the enemy of the establishment. It's like, yeah, but I'm just talking. We have the First Amendment. I don't call for violence. I don't, you know, just say things that are illegal. Like, what's going to happen? I'm just saying what I believe. And of course, it's always peaceful, and I don't lie. So, you know, what would be the issue? Sure, people can file frivolous lawsuits and stuff, but, you know, legally, government's never going to be able to do anything with me because I've got the First Amendment. It's a shield. It's, you know, pretty much invulnerable. And then you see that it doesn't exist. There is no shield. It doesn't matter if you don't do anything. They'll throw you in prison for the rest of your life. And that's what I really have to wonder. I mean, now that the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys have been pardoned and are out again, you know, this was a positive development. But I mean, if Kamala Harris had gotten into office, she obviously wouldn't have pardoned anybody. They'd still be there for those 4 years. By the time, you know, 2028 rolled around, would anybody care? Would this be a major topic? Would it be enough to pressure whoever the next Republican president was to, either way, they'd be in jail for what, 8 years in the intervening time? These are guys who didn't do anything wrong. Do you understand what they did to the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers? These were people that weren't even at the riot in most cases. They were convicted of an unspoken conspiracy. You know who can be convicted of an unspoken conspiracy? Literally anyone. It means that somehow you telepathically communicated that you were approved of a criminal act, therefore you are eligible for punishment for that criminal act. Do you realize how crazy that is? That's what they did to Americans in 2021 and 2022. They ripped people away from their homes. They bankrupted them. They abused them endlessly. Some of them ended up committing suicide because of the abuse. Others are permanently injured for life, blinded in some cases because of abuse that they experienced in prison. At the very least, these people spent extended periods of time in solitary confinement, which is torturous. And they did nothing wrong. They didn't break a single law. No matter how much you want to stretch it, even if you want to go, well, you know, this guy in the Capitol fired a fire extinguisher and he wasn't supposed to. That's not who we're talking about. We're talking about people that never went in the Capitol. In the case of Enrique Tarrio, wasn't even in the same city as the Capitol. He was thrown into prison for 20 years. So going back in time, if these guys weren't pardoned, like, the question is next time the cops come to pick up somebody that didn't commit a crime, are they going to be like Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Tarrio and say, we did nothing wrong, we're innocent, we have truth on our side, we'll subject ourselves to the system and trust that justice will be served, only to see in first person up close the way a trial is absolutely rigged? They threaten people to provide false testimony. They rely on that false testimony, even if the testimony is proven to be false with video evidence, as is the case where Steve Baker discovered video evidence that shows the testimony that put the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys away was fraudulent. This is different than the testimony we were talking about with Zach Rell. This was a testimony of Lazarus and another Capitol police officer who claimed they witnessed the Proud Boys do things. It was later proven on video they were not in the area they claimed to be in when they claimed to witness the thing happening. Could that happen to you? Could that not happen to you? If they have people in the federal court willing to testify to false testimony, willing to ignore video evidence that would exonerate you, how could anybody be safe? What's going to stop them? So, you know, the question is, next time they come, I feel like we'd be sitting in, we'd be looking at the choice of, okay, you can either be put in prison for life or like die in a blaze of glory, Because if I haven't committed a crime, I'm not letting myself be arrested. That's not the way this works. And I haven't committed any crimes. So you try to arrest me, it's just not, it's not going to happen. I don't know. I don't know what to do at this point. This is why it's so like freaky to imagine. Can you not imagine a time 5 years from now, Democrats are in power, they pack the Supreme Court, they're issuing arrest warrants for people on the basis of their very dangerous ideas they're spreading. And suddenly people like myself are getting our door kicked in by the FBI and we're dragged away in the middle of the night. I mean, do you not see this as a possibility? Do you not understand where we're headed? Because the Democrats understand. And I can't believe that the Republicans in power, like, I don't get it, man. What do these people think is happening? Even the likes of J.D. Vance, who we were talking about yesterday, where he's going, guys, calm down. I know you're mad about the Iran war, but look, we got great tax breaks and we got, you know, lower immigration now than we had before. Meanwhile, the Democrats are sitting there salivating like wolves outside of the gate, just waiting for the paddock to be opened, just waiting to go in and just tear us all from limb to limb. And we're sitting here like, you've got wolves to kill. You've got danger right there that you need to defend us from because they're coming after you even before they come after us. So like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What do you think the future holds? On his podcast with Al Hunt, James Carville explained, if the Democrats win the presidency and both houses of Congress, I think on day one, they should make Puerto Rico and D.C. a state and they should expand the Supreme Court to 13. F it, eat our dust. Carville, curiously, for being on a national podcast, seriously suggested the Democrats should keep this plan quiet. Says, don't run on it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. Again, you know, what do you say to this? Like, you've got half of our population that votes for the Democratic Party who will be driven to madness on the basis of claims that Trump is destroying our democracy. And they can't even explain like what that means or how it works or what the threat is. It's just nonsense. They're just like, well, Russia exists. Therefore, our democracy is rigged. It's just total nonsense. Meanwhile, the leaders of the Democratic Party, the most influential, popular, and well-known members of the Democratic Party, not fringe characters, not far-left progressives that say crazy stuff all the time, the heads of the Democratic Party, all of them, by the way, the Pritzkers, the Carvilles, the Pelosis, like they all are saying this. And they're openly acknowledging, if we tell the truth, no one will vote for us. If people knew what we were going to do, they would never let us take power. Therefore, we must unilaterally and in a conspiracy hide what we intend to do from the stupid gullible voters so they vote for us thinking we're moderates, and then we can pack the court, rig the elections, and never let go of power ever again. That is literally what they're planning on doing. This is why it's like, it's, this isn't just like, oh, it's another election, this one's the most important one of all time. The Democrats are telling you that they have a blueprint so the Democrats never lose an election again, and they're going to implement it. 100%. They're going to give citizenship to everybody that arrived. So that alone will never win another election again. 30, 40, 50 million people from the third world all become citizens, all get to vote in our elections, all vote for Democrats. That's it. We're overwhelmed. It's done from that alone. Maybe you want to question that. Maybe you say, hey, I don't think they should be able to just give everybody citizenship. What are you going to do? Take it to the Supreme Court? Guess what? They're going to add four members to it. They're going to create a permanent majority in the Supreme Court that will allow them to do whatever they want. You think the Constitution is going to protect you? Who's the final arbiters of the Constitution? The Supreme Court? They're going to pack it. So what recourse are you going to have? Again, the immigration thing. They're going to give them all citizenship. They're all going to be able to vote in our elections. That'll be it. It'll be over. Any, you know, radical leftist like this that gets in, like Abigail Spanberger, will do the whole popular vote thing so that her state pledges its electoral college votes to whoever just wins the nationwide popular vote. So, like, you won't be able to vote your way out of this. You won't be able to argue your way out of this in court. You won't even really be able to, you know, whip up concern for this, because all of the people that supposedly endlessly prattle on about their love of democracy and our sacred Constitution, they're going to go along with all of this. They've been told the greatest threat to the Constitution is Donald Trump, and that what James Carville is suggesting is somehow defending American values. So, like, what do we do? What do we do? Because this is not climate change. This is not some vague threat that doesn't actually exist. This is real. It's coming. These people are insane and radical and vicious. They already have thrown innocent people in prison for 20 plus years because of their political beliefs. And they got away with that and are getting away with that as we speak. The very same people that did that are still in the DOJ, still running operations. So, like, frankly, I think we should have turned against Trump a long time ago. I think everybody should have recognized what's happening in the Trump administration and the current Republican-led government is so woefully inadequate to deal with the problem that we're facing. This is an existential crisis. Do you think that the modern American police will refuse orders to go confiscate guns or go arrest people whose crime is a speech crime? Even if now you think that there's still some remnant of humanity left in the average American, that they even have the capability, will, or intelligence to know an order is illegal, let alone to stand up against it. If you still think that we even have a remnant of that left, which I would seriously doubt, because we've seen it before, because we saw during Katrina, I mean, this was 20 years ago, during Katrina, there's videos of National Guardsmen going door to door, collecting guns, talking to the camera, saying, this is so weird, this is so wrong, this is unconstitutional what we're doing. Let's go do it, and just going and doing it. So it's not even a question. But even if you thought, like, well, you know, Democrats might try to stuff, but, you know, try that here. You know, our police will never go along with it. Why do you think they're replacing your population with foreigners? Why do you think they're accepting illegal immigrants as police officers in places like Oregon and Chicago? Yeah, maybe the good old boy who became a police officer because he truly believes in law and order, fundamentally understands it. Yeah, maybe he would have the tenacity to stand up against an illegal order. Some dude from Bangladesh that the mayor slapped a star on, he's going to do whatever he's told. He's not even remotely American. Like, what? Why would he care? And again, it's like depressing that he's just saying this. James Carville is just saying this. This is how confident he is. This is how confident they are. He knows nothing's going to be done to stop this. He can literally say, and this is like fight. I mean, this has been a threat forever. They've been promising to do this forever. And forever, it's been like the same, I've used the same metaphor, which is like, we're in power now. Like, we have the gun. The gun is sitting on the table. It's within our reach. It's ours. We have it. And James Carville is about 50 yards away, and he's yelling at us. He's going, I'm walking over there, and I'm taking that gun, and I'm shooting you with it. And we're sitting here with the gun, watching him walk closer and closer and closer. And every step he takes, he's promising again, soon as I get to you, I'm picking that gun up, and I'm shooting you in the face. And he's serious, and he's going to do it. And he's walking. And the whole time we're sitting here going, but you shouldn't. No, but you're not supposed to shoot the gun, but I have the gun though. So why would you be threatening me with the gun? He's just walking over and he's just going to walk up and pick up the gun and shoot us. The thing is, we have the gun. The thing to do now is to pick up the gun and shoot the guy that keeps telling you he's going to shoot you. If like anybody took this seriously, that would be like the necessary and inevitable reaction. Like, I don't even want to pack the Supreme Court, but hearing James Carville say we are packing the Supreme Court if we ever get back in power, the only thing to do then is go, okay, guess what we're about to do? Because what are they going to say? No, you're not allowed to do that? Okay. But you're going to, so we're just doing it before you. You're just mad we're doing it first. Why can Republicans not take on that mindset? What do they think is, do they think the Democrats are going to say, you know, those Republicans had a chance to pack the court and they chose not to. And we should reward that respect of our system since we love it so much. He's on a national podcast telling Democrats lie to the constituents so we can get extremists in office. Openly, he is announcing that. He is publicizing that. The need of the left to pack the Supreme Court is obvious. Many of the proposals coming from the left are clearly unconstitutional. You will need a partisan majority to make political changes that these figures hope will give the Democrats a lock on power for years to come. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This is what Carville said, in quotes. Quote, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. A Democrat is going to be elected in 2028. You know that? I know that. The Democrat president is going to announce a special transition advisory committee on the reform of the national of the Supreme Court. They're going to recommend the number of Supreme Court justices go from 9 to 13. That's going to happen, people. I believe him. I believe him because there's nobody on the Democrat side that would stop him. There's nobody that actually genuinely believes the thing they say. There's not one of them. If anything, what we're seeing here, and with these types of statements from every Democratic leader, they're all making these same types of statements. The thing we have to understand is they are all significantly more radical than we even understand. Like, we know they don't actually care about democracy when they claim to, because it depends, right? If the Democratic will is the majority population, well, if the majority population is white, then that's bad because it's the majority forcing their beliefs on the minority. Then if the white people become a minority, then they can't be in charge because then that's minority rule. And that's the way it doesn't matter to them. So we know they don't believe in anything that they say. That much is obvious. We know every time they cry about the Constitution, it's literally just a cynical appeal to try to trick us into letting them violate the Constitution. But like, it's so much worse than that. They are actual radical communist socialists that are openly engaged in manipulating and destroying our system so that they can retain power forever. They're actually saying they're doing this. They are going to do it. Once they do that, there is no ability of us to legally or lawfully stop them from carrying out whatever the hell they want. It's just like, if we could just get this lesson into people's minds. But I don't even know if we can, because like literally, I mean, go. We should do an experiment. I don't know. I don't know what the reaction would be. I actually would like to see this tested. I'd like to see a Democrat deal with this. Explain to us why it's okay that the National Democrat leadership is telling their underlings, lie about your positions to get elected. They know that if they were honest, they would never get elected, and so they have to lie, completely destroying democracy as a whole. Because again, the democracy has, you know, our system, the electoral system in general, has sort of a self-correcting measure where if somebody claims that they're a moderate, governs as a radical, then nobody will vote for them again. Because you can't do that twice. You can't go back and say, look, I'm a moderate. All that radical stuff I did, that was a fluke. Vote for me again, and I'll definitely be moderate this time. You know, with an informed populace, nobody would believe that. But the media knows what's happening. They know how to cover this. They're collaborating with this attempt to subvert democracy. So they're not reporting on Abigail Spanberger's insane radical agenda in a way that makes it seem like an insane radical agenda. They're reporting on it as if it's moderate. They're lying to the people and telling the people that the radicals are actually moderates. So they're engaged in this as well. And of course, it doesn't even matter because once they're in power, if you get in power as a moderate, but you're actually a radical, and then you change all of the rules so that you stay in power forever and your party remains in power forever, then you can just keep being openly radical and it doesn't matter because the people that would vote against you have been disenfranchised, which is exactly what they did in Virginia. The public remains opposed to court packing and making DC a state. This is why Carville wants candidates to keep quiet on the plan and run like Virginia's Abigail Spanberger as faux moderates. Then, as in Virginia, they can move to fundamentally change districts and rules to guarantee their hold on power. It is their open, established, and advertised plan. And I really want to know if the average Democrat saw this, what they would think about it. They'd probably be fine with it. That's the success of the brainwashing that the American people have been under. Now, interestingly, this article that I just read, I'm not sure where it's from. This is from jonathanturley.org. Interestingly, it ends with a quote. Says it's a mentality summed up by NEA President Becky Pringle. The question is whether rage politics can convince a people to destroy the very democratic system that has brought centuries of stability and prosperity. It's kind of a coincidence. The NEA, I assume he's talking about the National Education Association, which held their 2026 Leadership Summit recently. And we have a video from it. So the publication says NEA's annual National Leadership Summit helps to develop activist leaders and prepare them with the knowledge, skills, and ability necessary to lead relevant, thriving associations and to lead in their professions. Our unified, strategic, and interdisciplinary approach to leadership development reinforces and supports key leadership competencies in 7 strategic areas. That sounds great, right? It's a federal program teaching educators to be leaders in their community. Should we take a look at what the meeting looked like? Clip 28 here. This is from a documentary called The Death of Recessed. Here was the NEA Leadership Summit in 2025. Let's watch.
I love the model right now of what the Satanic Temple is doing when they keep you out of prayer circles in schools for other religions. That's a good model to use.
Not a time to say, but I don't want to get political. Damn it, they're making our kids political pawns. They're making us political pawns. They're making our futures and our careers political pawns. It's time to play.
But you've got to get to them first, before the parent does.
With the kids, if they need something signed, who should sign it? I said, whoever likes you the best.
Can you make sure books are more visible? You're not pushing it on them. You're not telling them to read it. But can you show them that those resources exist?
I'm curious, do you have specific resources for, like, Christian families?
I truly believe most of these brainwashed people, they just haven't had a chance to sit down and actually listen.
Tell me where in the Bible exactly you are upset with me.
Where in the Bible does it say I shouldn't be doing that?
I was torn. My faith teaches me to love everyone, but it also commands me to defend children. Jesus himself warned about this very thing. In Matthew 18:6, Jesus says, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea."
So again, that is the National Education Association's National Leadership Summit, where undercover footage shows teachers praising the Satanic Temple, calling Christians brainwashed, and encouraging students to evade parental approval. You saying, quote, "You've got to get to the kids first before the parents do." So again, it's like, is any of this being dealt with? Can somebody point me to a single instance of Donald Trump stopping the abject brainwashing and destruction of our children by the federal education system, or doing anything at all to prevent the oncoming tyranny of the left that is openly advertising their plan to pack the Supreme Court so they can do unconstitutional things to us? You point me to one thing Trump has done to address any of this, and I'll shut up about the Iran war. Deal?
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylene.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And then you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Pitley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.